It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Last night, the main theme at the Golden Globes was Time's Up. Most actors and actresses wore black to stand together against the sexual harassment, intimidation, and sexism women sometimes face in the workplace. Deborah Messing actually called out E for firing Kat Sadler while being interviewed by E.
Dang!
You know, I was so shocked to hear that E doesn't believe in paying their female co-host the same as...
They're like, cut! Next interview!
I know, their male co-host. I mean, I miss Kat Sadler, and so we stand with her, and that's something that can change tomorrow. You know, we want people to start having this conversation that women are just as valuable as men.
I was shocked that they didn't cut away, but I think that would have been even worse for them. They had to have known some people were going to come up and talk to their hosts about it. So they probably told them, like, just let them say it and just say, yeah, we miss her too, and move on. Because if they would have cut them off, that would have made them look even worse.
There are so many women, like, you couldn't do it because you're going to cut away from every interview. Like, four or five women brought that up.
Yep.
And I think Amy Schumer tweeted, like, make sure you mention her.
Yeah, and Eva Longoria said it too, that they miss Kat.
It's good. I think if you're talented and you're good, I don't care if you got a wiener or whatever, or not a wiener, you should be able to get paid the same.
Connie Britton was wearing a Poverty is Sexist shirt at the 2018 Golden Globes. The sweater retails for about $380. I don't have enough time on this show to explain to you how absolutely moronic that shirt is, but I digress. Big winners of the 2018 Golden Globes include Big Little Lies, The Handmaid's Tale, The Marvelous Miss Maisel, and The Shape of Water and Lady Bird, which, by the way, Lady Bird, I want to go see this week sometime. I'll probably end up going by myself because probably no one will go with me. I want to go see
Lady
Bird
at
the Keystone Arts Theater. This Is Us star Sterling K. Brown accepted the award for Best Actor in a TV Series.
Throughout the majority of my career, I have benefited from colorblind casting, which means, you know what, hey, let's throw a brother in this role, right? It's always really cool. But Dan Fogelman, you wrote a role for a black man, like that could only be played by a black man. And so what I appreciate so much about this thing is that I'm being seen for who I am.
I love Sterling K. Brown.
Me too. Actress Elizabeth Moss accepted the award for Best Actress in a Television Series for The Handmaid's Tale, another show that I love.
This is from Margaret Atwood. We were the people who were not in the papers. We lived in the blank white spaces at the edge of print. It gave us more freedom. We lived in the gaps between the stories. Margaret Atwood, this is for you and all of the women who came before you.
Oprah Winfrey used her Golden Globe Lifetime Achievement speech to thank the women who have shared their personal stories of abuse. She gave a powerful and lengthy speech that earned her a standing ovation. A Los Angeles Times reporter spoke to Oprah Winfrey's long-term companion, Stedman Graham, after the show and said, I asked Stedman if Oprah would run for president. He said it's up to the people. She would absolutely do it.
I know it sounds bad to say this, but I don't know how to. Did you watch it then? Did you watch Stedman? Like, because he was always like center point last night on the camera. Did he remind you of like a Labrador, like a retriever just sitting there?
He is very like he lets Oprah be the star.
No, he just sits there with his mouth open as much as I thought he looked like.
I didn't
see
him with his mouth open. He's a mouth breather.
He's just like, oh.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Like, it reminded me like of a golden retriever, like, thank you.
That's funny. Dr. Phil has some thoughts on YouTuber Logan Paul.
What went up on the video was tasteless. It was atrocious. It was something that just should not have been done. But let's call time out here. This is a 22-year-old young man. And this is one thing, one time, one bad decision.
No, it's not. This guy's always a D-bag. Like, I guess the first time he showed somebody, like, hanging dead from a tree in the Suicide Force. But what do you know anything about this guy, really, or no?
Yeah. I don't know. I have got mixed opinions on it. I mean, what he did was horrible. He's a terrible person. But, I mean, as far as
we're not his target demo. It's like 12-year-old kids.
Yeah, just like roasting him online, like never letting him be able to have a second chance. I think I kind of agree with Dr. Phil on that. I don't know.
I just think he's a D-bag. That's all. Not just this. Like, yeah. I'm not offended, but it's like, okay, I'm over him.
And a totally unconfirmed rumor, Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus are reportedly prepping to welcome a little baby into the world in 2018. A report from NW Magazine says the couple have been busy renovating the singer's Tennessee Digs eggs to be more family friendly. Miley bought the Franklin Farmhouse for $7.5 million in August and has already installed two extra wings to the property. Allegedly, one of those is destined to be a nursery after recent reports suggested that Miley has given up alcohol and marijuana in the past year to prepare her body for a possible pregnancy.
Producer MYK chimes in, I wish that was my mom.
Betty White is revealing her secret to long-lasting life. The six-time Emmy Award winner turns 96 on January 17th and told a magazine that her secret for living happily is that she simply focuses on enjoying life and said that when it comes to food, she does not limit herself to kale or health foods. Instead, she chooses to eat and drink the things that she loves, like vodka and hot dogs, probably in that order.
Oh my gosh, she is my hero. What is she, like 93, 94? She's old.
She's getting ready to turn 96 on January 17th.
Sorry, I'm so happy she's still alive.
Yeah.
Please, 2018, don't take Betty White.
That's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. You can head over to RadioNowIndy.com, click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also on our Instagram, follow us there. It should be one of your New Year's goals or resolutions to do that. Joe and Alex Show, and we put it up there on our stories later.